Exodus chapter 24. All the people experiencing the thunder and lightning, the trumpet blast, and the smoking mountain were afraid. They pulled back and stood at a distance, in a rather monotonous scenario. In the middle of the desert, 70 plus people are invited to witness a spectacle that neither the most dramatic audiovisuals nor the fireworks of today's patriotic celebrations could match. They saw it with their own eyes, something as bright as the sky itself. It even looked like a blue crystal floor. At the foot of the same mountain, the people saw the glory of God that was like a fire that consumed everything. In this emotional framework, Moses took the book of the covenant and read it, and the whole people confirmed the covenant. Moses sprinkled the blood upon the people. This is the first and only time in the scriptures that it is mentioned that the people were sprinkled with blood. What a contrast with the new covenant. The believer has been sprinkled with his blood. Today, we do not have to wait at the foot of the mountain to be sprinkled. We can climb to the top of the mountain, his presence, through faith in God's own son's sacrifice. By his shed blood, we enter freely, without waiting or appointment. We could never enter that most holy place. We could never stand in his presence in worship. It's because of the blood of Jesus that he shed there on the cross.